And then from the verse 2, the actual aspirations begin, the prayers begin. And it reads, may I never be born again in states where I descend to the lower realms. May I attain the perfect human form with spiritual freedom and opportunity. So here, the first aspiration that is being made is that, as we discussed earlier, that the physical existence, the form of existence that is most suited to the practice of Dharma and one's spiritual growth is the human existence. Therefore, and the aspiration is made so that in future lives one is never reborn in the lower realms of existence where such opportunities and capacities are lacking. So the sentiment is expressed that may I attain the perfect human form which is endowed with freedom and opportunity.
Dene kiamatane sive dewala namyam macha taba tobje che ninju sambe changju chawala junju thalam go jugo sho sundi ta kema da ta yuro mi shi de ta ka da ke ne ko ro je da samlo ya khore cham ne ene sive dewala ya shancha mi chi bos ba ene thogi ane ge kondo da shiben ne shin chen ni tarwa seya ge ngeban ju me tarwa seya de ni de yil na ge ta ne de 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 da tarwa to ba che be che du ene ka so tarwa de ni ge san be sin be ene kim ne kim me ro du chu me chang ju ge du shu da na da ba jum den de da da ja ge da ba jum den de ta ke du chi mo da den ba ni ta ma be ge da kim du shu ji 개의 아니 제가 가서 그게 콜요 저 아니 지금 니도 롱줄 소바에 참아로베 표준 소바에 이해되지 다 디디 이니 봐 털난 채 다 김내 김을 로도 좋아 이 메인드 자네 아니 덤베 진주주 투베이나 차진으로 좀 투베이나 아니 김내 김을 창주 뒤슈로 내니 치베이나 야보여 말이 문주 덤베 남다 진주 뒤제 냠네 세니 남주다 숨주야래 어 디 근데 이 인도산에 이노 타바 토발라 나 타바 들발라 인지 미지 상주 제급에 되면 말이 돼 이네 아니 타바 중에 땡 쳐디 상주 인베 인도산에 이노 민중 산배 아니 상주 그 뒤수 런네 토바 중에 야구 여배 인도 상주 그 뒤수 술 냄배 라니 그게 매주 권에 배 쳐왔라스 주주 한번 보시고 쇼 소인 말이야 남들면에 되게 아니 게 가서 개그미치봐 개그미치봐 다둔배 큰배견두야 내지가 타네 너라 저도 총을 쳐봐라 아니 왜 저도 삼바시도 있는 루부치 용쇼 송이버리
And then the next verse the verse 3 it reads that right from birth may I never be attached to the pleasures of mundane joys and inspired by thoughts of renunciation may I strive without respite for the pure life. And although, you know, right from birth is perhaps open to question to be able to cultivate such thoughts and detachment. However, you know, from early on, the prayer is made, the sentiment is expressed that from early on, may I be able to free myself from attachment to the pleasures of mundane joys so that I'm not tied to the mundane existence, and by inspired by the thought of true renunciation, may I strive to engage in the conduct of the pure life. So pure life here refers to the life of a monastic order, life of an ordained life, and this is in keeping with the example of the Master Buddha himself. In the example of Buddha's own life, we see that initially he grew up as a prince in a kingdom, sort of showered with all the luxuries of princely existence, and then later he gave up all of these and cultivated detachment and sought a life of an ordained practitioner. And so, as the Tibetan expression goes, the teacher's examples of the past must be followed by the disciples of the future. So, but however, this is not to suggest that in order to attain true liberation or nirvana, it is indispensable for everyone to become a celibate monks or nuns or join the ordained life. However, there is an understanding that the ordained life and that kind of condition is the best, is the most suitable kind of circumstances, most suitable kind of framework within which one can make spiritual progress and work towards the attainment of liberation from samsara, work towards the attainment of nirvana. And so there is an understanding that ordained life is the sort of the highest form of life within which one can work towards the attainment of that liberation. So the prayers therefore made here, an aspiration expressed that may from early on may I be never be attached to the pleasures of the mundane joys, and inspired by the thoughts of renunciation, seek that the conduct of a pure life. And then the next verse follows on and reads, this is verse 4, may there be no obstacles to renunciation from family, friends or possessions, and may I achieve without hardship conditions favorable to an ordained life. So here what is being stated is that not only may I be able to develop from within a deeply felt kind of, you know, admiration to the ordained life and seek that, but also may I not encounter with obstacles that hinder my fulfillment of that aspiration. In fact, the aspiration is made that may my family's, friends and possessions and other external conditions be favorable towards the fulfillment of that aspiration.
No, yeah. 那你你如三百从事错了啥的，就是你说那个问题，确定，哎你，可说的，呀，这个的这错误的，在哪里呀？这今天新闻中都出过，用四百一没的，大概呢，先给，这个的，当我们家的用不着，就别来别去用不要的。 这个说是，那些宇宙里啊，两个人的差些，第二个来主要个存在里啊，哎呢，呃，恐怕就是修车，也就是肉都是大车路上的用个啊嘞，咱那里就谈了，哎呢，呃，说到个车里边，嗯，那么大的车要买嘞，你用个车里面先呢，多少多少，那边原来有个，多少多少哎呢，我大概，你不是就是用我的车的，是从这上呢，你用个车里面先呢。 但你你如果是这么说的，你要不然中啊，但当他了吧，他不介意，但他不是中那个，我说他说的，就那个别的，他那个他不投机的，就论中那个，哎呢，就这么说的呢，你如果是这么说的，对了呀，你如果是这么说的，但是你你假如的你你这里越呀，他那个存在了呀，哎呢，这个长久读书生命的是这样呀，你就不是这么说的，啊，当然这。
There is a significance to this reference to the lines which says that may I strive to seek the pure life, inspired by the thoughts of renunciation, true renunciation. And this is to underline the importance that for to engage in the true life of a true renunciate of an ordained member, it is important to have that as the basis of your monastic life, because it is possible both and historically both in India and also in Tibet, there were members of the monastic order, people who take the life of an ordained member not out of motivation of attaining true renunciation and attaining liberation from samsara, but rather either to as a rescue from some kind of fear of retribution or punishment or whatever. Sometimes that can happen, that people seek refuge in their monastic life and to protect themselves against certain threat or fear. Then also it is possible that in some cases people may see the join the monastic life as a kind of a way of life, as a kind of a means of earning a living or simply as another kind of lifestyle. These two kinds of ordained life are not really the life of a renunciate. Therefore, in Guna Prabha's text on the monastic ethics, he, right at the beginning, opening passages of his text, he states that herein I shall present the ethics of a renunciate, monastic ethics of the renunciate, and he underlines the importance of renunciation as the basis for joining the ordained life.
No, yeah. That is name. All right. Any da sanje ge che nyang de sia de du ya le ya any la wa sum sia de thon lo gu ya le che de la ba ding de ye la ba chi de ye la ba s da chi de la ba le ya any chim be dong ba da ru gu dong ba ni so yin ba le so da ke du ne sa da ge ning dong ba sia chim be dong ba che da le ya da ge ning chi ni ba she be yin da chang ju ge ning da yong zo ge ning And I think, can you do sort of that, or other nurses of a Naga Juga? Any patches of a sir? Any difference between inside the Sumi of it? And then, Kasa, Yaji Domabe, Serambe, Sumutu at the day, the day, Ji Kasa Kaso, Dachi, Gain of Chenabe Masange, Yaji Ningo Medeva, Ji Denelia, Chuzu Tushi, any, 年年个大把塞下去送一把嘞，是，但是呢，入住呢，哎呢，给住，但入住住呢，因为大把里亚讲的，给，好嘞，但，就是呢，给住些，哎呢，给龙些，大把，等于我的钱就是呢，给龙帮忙你，给住帮忙你，因为给龙嘛些，明白嘞，当然是给你嘞，给你帮忙，都是多。
Earlier we spoke about the core practice of the morality, the core practice being constituted by the three higher trainings. Higher trainings in morality, higher trainings in concentration, and higher trainings in wisdom. So the higher trainings in morality is what is relevant to the discussion here. And when we speak about trainings in morality within the context of Buddhism, we generally speak about two categories. One is the morality that is related to the lay practitioners, such as upasakas and upasikas. These are the lay practitioners' vows. And then you have the vows of the monastic members. And within the lay practitioner's vows, someone can take the precepts of all five precepts, which includes celibacy, and also or one could take five precepts that includes the avoidance of sexual misconduct, and then or one can take what is known as the taking two or three precepts or only one precept, but also it is possible to take the layperson's vows on the basis of taking refuge in the three jewels. And also for the lay practitioners, it is also possible, due to either lack of the right conditions, or sometimes individual practitioners may, you know, their sense of courage and commitment may be so weak that they are only able to commit themselves to a moral sort of a life of an ethical discipline only on a short-term basis. For such practitioners, there is the possibility of taking these vows and precepts on a daily basis, known as the nyene, or day-long vows. And then for the monastic members, you have the novitiate vows, both for male and female practitioners, just as in the case of lay practitioner, they are both male and female practitioners' vows. Similarly, in the case of the monastic vows, the novitiate vows can be practiced by both male and female practitioners, and also the full ordination, again, they are both male full ordination and women ordinations.
Oh, yeah. Then, as a earlier, any chaye gamne da kalo chos mi chene chaye chusun de zen duro gebas you know chene oda any khagar changlu de saje da any rojung mumi de sa chi de ni chu yi bare da khagar changlu de se da de any ge ga shu de chi Duane Suna Shigi, Tana, Tunus Shas or Deserted and the Che. So that the Negi, Bellanas of Hurley, Samdashin, Sam Damni, Dirin, Damaja Che, and you can shut up at Mizukambu Damaja Shasha, the day you gave it. Suddenly, Mindusane, any Gijang Nalone, Nagba Kimbe, Dada Chokapang, someone on the Yasalam of Chas, so on the Shingi, Kimbe Denjing in Nagbazu. Ini kasur bagi saudagi si begitu si cawan cawan itu sendiri tadi ini macam macam. Sebenarnya di minggu si rancis ini kena matu, di sini apa tu? Tidak sama lah pun jangan kaya tu. Di sini tu sungai punya. Sebenarnya kalau yang ini kalau jangan desa ni terusik rancis mumi desa terusik tak kalau jangan tadi. Sodagi, Tombati, Mangje, Gaining Tombe, Tony, Shigare. That's a Jusame Tombatanga, Domin Jalo, Chibutuari. Che Taugada, Kogajanglu, the Chevini, Dagarang and Rodan, Samaji, Rodanjiari. Rajun, in a Rajun, Rodan, Samajiari. That going out of Perry at the Yugila, Tensatuale, you're going to see. She Kogajanglu, Dele, Matine, any Rajun, me, Dele, Matine. Di pasal dia, ini jadi yang lama lalu cecah. Namun dua bulan lagi ini demi sermi tujuh tahun ini nyawa kita sihis, macam ni semua rujuk hari. Demi sermi tu ini dia cuma dia kau cakap itu semua rujuk hari.
So in Tibet historically, among the practitioners, there evolved two main communities, known as the community of the white robes and long hairs. And the other one is the monastic community of yellow robes or red robes, and here the community of the white robes refer to lay practitioners and particularly the Vajrayana practitioners, where you know they don't assume the external appearance of a monastic order in the sense of a ordained life, and then in some cases we find that those who are engaging in long-term retreats, they in fact keep their hair and never cut it, and it's the hair is plaited and tied up. So there is a textual sort of basis for this kind of conduct. In fact, in the tantras, in the Vajrayana text, we find a reference that the members of the communities of the white robes need not observe the external forms of the monastic life, but rather, so far as the precepts are concerned, the key precepts are concerned, they must practice all. And so historically, these lay practitioners take the upasaka vows, the lay practitioners' vows, and then on that basis, they take the bodhisattva vows, tantric vows, and then follow that line. Then on the other side are the members of the monastic order, whose sort of the foundation of their life is the monastic discipline and a life of an ordained member, where you cut your hair and adopt a particular set of robes and appearance, and then lead a celibate way of life. So we, right from Tibet, historically, there evolved these two distinct lines of practitioners. So and each pursue their line with a certain clarity and direction. However, both in Tibet and also especially these days, it does seem that sometimes we find practitioners, people who neither seem to be in the one camp or the other. They seem to sort of fall in the middle. And in fact, one of the Tibetan mystics, Drukpa Khunle, is said to have remarked that those who are neither yellow nor white, neither of the two camps, there seem to be a lot of those in the hell realms, you know, suffering so much. There seems to be a point to this. And it is important to whatever a line of practice that you pursue, whether as a monastic member, ordained celibate member, or as a lay practitioner, it is important to follow that with clarity and with sort of lack of fuzziness.
And the Tachalu Jesadi, Tomalani, Yamanda, Ravunga Pamesudim Lani. And according to Tedan Javatani, Tachalu Jade Mado, Chick Timingi, Chick Trim Dushuka Mabiche, and Tachalu Jena, till Hamatumas or Dagatumas of Char Mado, Yawayamare. And the Chigda, Tuxan Shavin, Kunu Yamina Kanshi Mado, Shahalam, Chick Shan Gokoyas of Churushikoa.
And also it is important to know that, when you change your physical appearance by either adopting a set of robes or a particular kind of costumes or whatever it may be, especially in the case of monastic robes, it is very important to know that such change of physical appearance, such change of clothes, should only be adopted as a kind of an expression of a particular change in direction that you have taken, which is to say that you have taken a specific set of vows or precepts. And it is to demonstrate that change, fundamental change in your life, then you put on that particular appearance. Otherwise, otherwise there is the danger that people, you know, either out of whatever motivation may be, likes a particular appearance, and without any basis for either of taking vows or whatever it may be, then, you know, assume a particular appearance with the robes, then there's a danger of diluting. And also, you know, whether or not there is an intention within the person, sometimes there is also a danger of kind of a certain form of, you know, sort of charlatan kind of, you know, sort of, you know, at least in the appearance, perception, you know, the people can and then become charlatans. There is that danger.
Sadhva Kashe, ini, si, ngema doa, kau ni yang tulu kau ni kau, kau ni yang tulu mau ni kau, kau ni seven ni kau, ngarai confusion tu asyik ini. Tak karu jenah santai gitu deh, Kashe gitu deh.
And sometimes I meet people that at one time they seem to be wearing white robes, and another time they seem to be yellow robes, and another time it's red robes. So even I get confused when I meet these people.
Kaya, ngaso peri ya tenga, dingin mesti tawas itu teri lebih dosa. 조지 아니 벌이야 피디자네 덩어리 잘 토마토 페인데 덩어리 개생겨 덩어리 개설도 페인데잖아 아니 벌 라진 뻔진지 따라 뒤셔 에 가서 왜 답변 좀 단지 페이지 페인 오입니다 쟤는 지 다 통주승의 서로 쟤는 어지게다 페이지 보라미사 지금 관할자들이 민프라미사들 된다가 있는 신기입니다 민거 야오스케부터 보라미사들 야오스케부터 미국 가르치는 자수 캠퍼스 보라미 가거래 제제 엔다도 안 해도 좋아해 캠퍼스 배 우수 냄새 지 가사님인데 가사 안 해 괴배 우수 때문에 그걸 캠퍼스 기분이 좋아하는데 괴배를 간세 쟤는다 괴배의 공고도 쟤는 기분이 고진 공부 좋아해 네 명을 짜랭스도 짜랭야 쟤는 아까 킴배 둘러도 와 킴배 둘러서니 킴배 장르 짜디기 대 가서 고진 씨부터 요거 나고 책을 여배 인사하니 고진 공부 시작하잖아 그 나고 마시나 또 무슨 말이야 책을 봐 그래서 그러면 짜랭스야래 세상에다 장로 연예가 괴하게 둘러디 나한테 캠퍼스 후다하바다 컴퍼다면서 별이야 뭐하러 잘해야지 젠다다 가다니디 최네 아니 조지 뷰디잖아요 어다 별거 나신지 따라 미라하다네 시부채 두부십시 폐빈거래 조지 별거 내용이 있어요 우둠겨주시오래 아니 가져버렸어 권한수 지금 대화자리 조지 우둠겨주시오래 같이 그랬었잖아요. 너, 나 태어나서 둘러지야 된다. 따라서, 지금, 누워지비, 왜, 따철로, 왜, 당원자부터 멋있어. 그 제압을 했었잖아요. 누구 가면 좋은 인물이. 아니, 신의 벽, 라진소, 양, 파, 퍼스트, 파, 패시, 집어내, 마, 팝. 아니, 지금, 보라, 미루세, 마, 팝, 삐지. 덕주시다, 패스, 마, 삐다. 아니, 어때, 최근 남자씨. 아니, 지금, 수수수물을 치는 패버리. 아니, 조지. 자, 니무 충리, 니들, 시나버리. 조지. 어다디 나도 루준한 유셰디가 루준한테 숨기 양 나도 보람이 크다보다 변대고 양한테 자 드르래디 나는 유셰디가 다디 나도 노후도 왔어 나도 배에 대강 배열이야 그래 지금 배열이 남아 저 소수 진다 아니 미진뿐부터 내기 지금 둘러 루야베이는 점된 대기 가서 부서져 건축 말했어야 딜리 미진뿐진기 가서 부서진 둘러 요압에 있는 띠까가 가르셔야 돼. 아주 중대도 와. 대체, 지 가서 우리, 길을 지켜서 소원한 신. 가서, 최대 정수 미신 봐. 최대 정수 미신 봐. 땜바식 봐. 나달라. 써야 돼. 땜바래셔. 아주 최발 캐치. 전대되게 젠다. 김대신 뭐라도 중얼. 캐치기 치기리야. 아니, 지금 정수 쓴부터 붙여. 아니 지금 민모를 따라한다고 지금 변신된다고 모순약 서로 지금 변신을 둘러야하나 좀 된다고 둘러야 자치시지야지 지금 땀번 지기하게 맞아야 되샤 땀번 지기 지기술라 그것은 지기하야 되샤
And also with this sort of context I often make the following remarks even for the members of the Tibetan monastic order itself, there are, of course, certain excesses. There is this wonderful story, which I often tell to the Tibetans, about an incident with the Indian master, Dibhamkara, Atisha Dibhamkara Shirijana, when he came to Tibet. And when he arrived in the Ngari kingdom, and there was a big reception from the Tibetan lamas and masters, and they came to welcome him. And Atisha saw this whole caravan of horses and monks. But all of these monks were riding horses, and they were dressed in very impressive costumes with, you know, very impressive headgears, and they are, in fact, they were in Tibet, you know, all sorts of headgears. In fact, there is one hat known as the one with the crow's eyes. I don't know what that actually means. And in fact, the abbots would often wear that. And all of these very kind of elaborate costumes and headgear and all of this. And Atisha was so appalled. He sort of covered his head in his robes and said that, "Oh my God, the Tibetan ghosts are coming here," and he didn't want to see. So and then these Tibetan lamas and monks who were coming to receive him noticed that Atisha has actually, he was covering his head. Then the sort of, they asked around, and then finally the word came back to them that Atisha was not very pleased to see the community of monks who were not, who do not have the appearance of a simple lifestyle of the monastic order. So when they found out, then they descended from the horses, and then they took their impressive gears off, and then put on the simple monastic robes with the yellow outer garment, and then they came in a procession to receive Atisha, and Atisha was very pleased. And so Tibetans, you know, often tell this story. And yet at the same time, historically, there has been excesses. In fact, you know, Tibetan abbots and of the big monasteries would often sort of, you know, are very attached to the external appearances which suggest a certain status and position within the ranks. And in fact, there is one outer garment which only the abbots wear, which is although yellow, but on the back is a blue patch. And in fact, the name of that blue patch is a headrest, hair rest. And it was a lay person's clothes, because when you have long hair, the hair dirties the upper part of your garment. So there's a blue, dark blue patch which is supposed to protect your garment being sort of soiled by the long hair. Of course, the abbots were monks, they had no hair. And in fact, they were wearing these lay clothes. So there has been these excesses, and also historically, in sometimes in Tibet, some of these costumes, these external garments, represented a certain gift from a high official or persons of power or status or wealth, and the attachment to these that are given as an honor by these influential officials and so on seem to be really unnecessary. And in fact, sometimes it seems that instead of, you know, paying greater respect to the robes, the set of robes that were given by the Buddha, here are, you know, we Tibetan monks, you know, sort of being more attached to some kind of apparel, a paraphernalia that has been given by either high officials and so on. And these are really very sort of sad signs of a kind of a potential degeneration of the Dharma. And in fact, Kyudu Rinpoche wrote somewhere, and he is very true. He said that if the members of the monastic order do not retain their integrity, grounded in some kind of humility and stability, and indulge in all sorts of things, those will be the early indications of the degeneration of Dharma.
Oh yeah. 다전에 근데 좋아다. 캘럽장아 치다 캘럽. 말해. 로도 중에 지시 소위 봐라. 캘럽장아 치다. 뒤들 좀 말해. 좀 들어. 캘럽장아 치다 캘랑신 제단랑신 제단랑신 카나 마도에 니베 나면 그걸 뭐 주지. 전이다. 아 로도 중에 rabdu chungnes, ta kada rabdu chungu domba yidu chisi soyi tajangi domba yindu zanya chisi soyi palas, ene gitsu da gelong, ene domba kari yinye da kempo do lobyo yinye jangana chita kiala mo nanshin, ene jaywa khana mato wado rinji khana mato was, jaywa khana mato was lewna domba zilangni, ene yewa yina tedan jaywa da jaywa wangi Any Chao Kunshi China, Nibayoya, Diboya, Delaya, any Jabba Kanamato, Sunguari, Jabba Kalambe, Dogi, any Chuma Mato, Jabba Kam Malangachilla, Shitele Shuna, Nirunju memory. That would be Nibaju memory. There is Nikanamato Luna, Domba Yumi, Domba Lang Yumil Mateve, Su Chevi Naya, and a Sorcerer Tabu, Jabba Kanamato, and a Chiru Kasa Tabu, any Jabba Wang.